Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hello and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel, and on today's episode, you are going to get double bang for your buck because I have a guest expert who is an entrepreneur, so she's going to answer all of those questions I typically ask, but then her business is something that is really going to relate to you, our listeners, and you're going to want to hear a little bit more about that. So today we have Trevinia Barber. She has a company called Priority VA, where she matches speakers, authors, entrepreneurs, podcasters, and bloggers with high-quality virtual assistants so they can focus on what they do best. Trevinia, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to talk to you today.
Stacy, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Great. Well, like I said, I'm really excited for our listeners because they typically just get to hear the entrepreneur's point of view, but you have something to really share with my entrepreneurs. So I'm excited to kind of dive into both questions.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. So did I miss anything in your bio that you want my listeners to know?
No, not at all. That was great. I think Perfect. The biggest thing to take away is just that we really strive to serve entrepreneurs in this space and help them get stuff done.
Great. Well, let me go ahead and kind of get started with my first set of questions I call commit to win or cut your losses. So take me back to the time before you started Priority VA. What were you thinking about? Was it like a clear choice for you to say, I'm going to do this? Did you have pros and cons lists? I mean, take us back to that moment when you said, here it is, I'm incorporating, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, I didn't have this crazy light bulb moment, but I also didn't spend a ton of time mapping out massive strategies about how I was going to do this. It all started because I was working for some pretty high profile clients at the time, and people would find me on Facebook or on Twitter or even got a several random phone calls to my house of saying, hey, I hear that you're fill in the blanks virtual assistant, and can you help me too? And I took on several clients. It's like that for a while. And then I realized I was working way too much. And it was just really counterintuitive to what I wanted for my business and my family. But I just kept thinking I could find people that had the same level of character and commitment and integrity that I had, and I could match you with them. And that was really the light bulb that said, you know, you might have a business here. And so that's what really ultimately started our business was filling a need. I couldn't serve any more clients, but I knew people that could, and I knew how to train people that could. And so that was ultimately how Priority VA actually came into existence.
Well, and let me ask you, you know, when people typically come to you for this service, what types of needs do they have? I mean, who are they specifically looking for, and what kind of qualities are they looking for with a VA?
The needs vary drastically. So we've got clients that are looking for help with scheduling appointments and maybe managing email and booking travel and really very traditional executive assistant administrative tasks. And then on this other end of the spectrum, we have clients that are very much looking for marketing assistance. So they need help setting up sales funnels and email autoresponder series and integrating lead pages with, you know, Infusionsoft and things like that. And so it very much varies depending on the needs of the client. But what they're looking for most is, at least in my experience, is they're looking for a team member. They're looking for a partner because they're overwhelmed and they're a little bit terrified about how they're going to get all of this stuff done in preparation for a launch, or, you know, maybe things are starting to slip through the cracks in their business and they really need someone to come alongside them and help them. That's the primary thing I think most people are looking for.
Great. Well, and I like that you mentioned it's so different. So that's a good thing for my listeners to know because they might be thinking, well, I'm not really in a typical industry that, you know, usually needs this. I've got something else on my mind. So that's great for them to hear. It really does vary.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got doctors that we work for, you know, and we run the list for their patients for the day. You know, that, you know, and then on the flip side, we've got entrepreneurs that do nothing but launch online courses and programs. I have pastors that I work for that we just, you know, help prepare sermon notes for them. So
Well, that's perfect that you're giving us examples because it really is a little bit of everything. So that's really
absolutely
cool. Well, let me ask, you know, let's look within. What personal strengths would you say allow you to have this successful business and have it be just so strong year after year?
I honestly used to think that this was such a weakness, but one of my biggest strengths is that I do not quit. When things get hard, I don't throw in the towel and say, I can't do this anymore. I will persevere and push through. And I think that that has really helped me because just like a lot of my clients, being a business owner and entrepreneur is so hard. And the waves kind of come fast and furious. You know, we are either on our mountaintop or really down low in a valley. And I think that it's been such a benefit that I don't give up. But I think that what keeps us the most strong and successful is I have this unique ability to find out what a client really needs, because I think oftentimes when I'm talking with potential clients, they think they need one thing, but they very much need another thing. And so I can kind of cut through the weeds of all of that and say, and help work with them to develop a plan, I think, that would allow them the most reprieve. Because I think oftentimes we just want something done. You know, we just want the lead page created. But what you really need is someone to strategize with and help you get a marketing plan in place, because maybe that's the biggest thing that's missing in your business. And so that's what I think allows us to be as successful as we have been, is that I'm willing to kind of go deep and ask hard questions.
Well, and I think that just helped people understand too, because they might be thinking, okay, I need a virtual assistant, but I don't know what to take off my plate. I don't know what to give them. So that's helpful to know that you can help them kind of figure out what you can offer them.
Definitely.
Great. Well, let me transition into our money section. We talk about finances, and usually my entrepreneurs are not, they can find many stories of life lessons that they've learned from financial mistakes. So do you have something that comes to mind that you have learned from finances that you could share with us?
Yeah, I have a few. I just made a really terrible financial mistake about 6 weeks ago where hired a web developer to work on a website for us. And I just went off of, some references, which is great. And I think that we all need to do that. But I really just ended up taking someone else's word for it instead of doing my own research. And while this person was great, it was not reflective of the image that I wanted for my brand. So we're rebranding our website and new logos and, you know, this whole thing. And I just didn't follow my gut. And I think that that's so important for us to do that, because I ended up losing $9,000 as a result you know, just following someone else's recommendation. So that is a huge thing, I think. Always just follow your gut. And I often tell clients, like, whether it's me or someone else, get help. You know, get help, because we really do need help in our businesses. We're not on an island. But follow your gut. If you feel like it's the wrong choice, just know that it's probably the wrong choice and back away. Second financial mistake I think that I made in my business is that we were incorporated for a little under 3 years, 2.5 years before my husband and I ever took a distribution. I was so fearful of spending money, like paying myself out of my business, that we lived very, very frugally for probably way too long, because I was just too fearful to take money out of my business. And so, you know, pay yourself. Profit First is a great book. So read Profit First and just know that it's not terrible to pay yourself.
I hear you. I was in the same thing. It's you, not that you feel guilty, but you, well, I mean, I would say it was a little guilty. I felt like, but the business needs it more. I really could put it back in the business. But at the same time, yes, invest in your business, but you do need to reward yourself, or your motivation's just not going to stay that long.
Yeah, for about a year, Stacey, I didn't even color my hair, because I just thought, I can't afford to color my hair. You know, I was so worried to spend money. And then I realized, like, okay, I'm working 12, 13, 14 hours a day. Like, I can color my hair.
Right. Well, and it's good to hear you talk about a recent financial mistake, because it shows people it's not just in the beginning that we make those mistakes. It can still happen, and you need to be careful. Even when you feel like you're at a certain level of success, it can always happen.
Absolutely. You know, I thought we were spending, you know, we're kind of playing in the big leagues now, and so we can spend some great money and get some stuff done. And I think that it's so important to surround yourself with people that are going to share a different opinion than yours, you know, so that you're not just being a yes person, you know, where you have all these people that are like, yes, that's a great idea. You know, make sure you have people around you that are going to say, I don't know about that, Trevinia. You know, you might want to think about X, Y, or Z, because I think that different perspective can sometimes prevent you from making a costly mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, kind of speaking of your rebranding and your graphic design and website, let's talk about marketing and maybe share with us your thoughts behind what you're doing with your rebranding and how important that is to kind of give a fresh perspective on something that you've had already created in the past.
Well, our business has evolved, really. The types of leads that we are getting and really the quality of client that we're getting has changed. It's changed. I've been really blessed to have clients like, of course, you know, Amy Porterfield and Social Media Examiner and John Lee Dumas and just some really great clients come our way. And as a result of that, we've got a lot of folks that want our services and desperately need our help, but we're not the right fit for them. And so we really chose to undertake a rebranding so that we could really explain our marketing message better, so that we could point people that maybe were not the right fit for us in a direction where they could get help that they needed, but that we could attract and really bring to our business the ideal client that we wanted to be able to serve. And so I think that's important because it changes. You know, I think that we can't get stuck in this is my brand, this is my mission, and for the next 30 years, I'm doing this, because I think we may miss the boat if we are not willing to sort of flex and grow as the needs of the market change.
Yeah. And I mean, with my first business, I had to even change my name because it evolved so much. So don't be afraid. Like Trevinia just said, don't get stuck. Don't feel like you're stuck. If you're evolving, then make your brand reflect that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, how do you define work-life balance? And then along those lines, because I get varied answers on this. Some people will say it doesn't exist. Some people think it really does. So does it exist for you? I mean, is it a thing? Could it exist for anybody?
I think it is definitely what we make it. When I started Priority VA, one of the biggest things for me is that I wanted to make sure that VAs and clients that were coming to us felt like they didn't have to choose, right? So as for a virtual assistant, they didn't have to choose. I'm going to be a worker bee and I'm going to climb the corporate ladder, or I'm going to be a mom, right? Conversely, like I'm going to build my business, or I'm going to go to my kid's soccer game, or, you know, I'm going to take a trip to Hawaii. I felt like you could do both. And that's really what the crux of our business is all about, is like giving people the opportunity to not have to choose what they're going to do. And so for me, work-life balance, it's a little bit crazy if I'm being really transparent. I work a lot. Mm-hmm. I work a lot. I work probably 7 days a week in some capacity. But for me, balance looks like maybe me sitting on the couch processing emails or you know, maybe going through mail that relates to my business while I'm just cuddled up with my children. Or last spring, we had my kids make a video for Take Your Kids to Work Day. You know, so they made a video for my business that we posted on social media and we ran some ads to, all about, you know, me working in our business. And so I really involve my children. My girls will be like accepting my LinkedIn notifications for me, you know, or like responding to DMs on Twitter for me. Yeah. So I involve them in my business very much so that we can try to get some of that balance. And one thing that I'm forcing myself to do, that I want to encourage your audience to do, is really step away. I just took a trip just this past weekend where just for 3 days, I completely unplugged and I went up to Wisconsin and I was tapping maple trees, you know, and just doing things that did not revolve around work, so that, you know, this morning when I plugged into work, I am refreshed and I'm ready to go. And that's how I think balance works.
Yeah. And I like that you just said it was 3 days. And now I know, I think the last time we talked, I think you went to Hawaii or someplace like that.
Yeah,
so I think that's one extreme to the next. You don't have to think a vacation has to be Hawaii and has to be a week or 2 weeks. You can take a night and go somewhere, or a weekend and go somewhere. So that's important too. Don't have that all or nothing. It can be just something that quick to refresh you.
Definitely.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. Hey guys, let me pause for just a minute and tell you about one of our sponsors, FreshBooks. FreshBooks is the online accounting software that I personally use in my business. And a couple of the things that I use it for is something like invoicing. You can use FreshBooks to create and send invoices in about 30 seconds. There is no formatting, no fuss, just perfectly crafted invoice. And they also have late payment reminders. So when a client forgets to pay you on time, let FreshBooks handle the awkwardness with customizable late payment reminders. All right, now go and check out their 30-day free trial. You do not need a credit card to sign up, and you can just go to freshbooks.com/rescue And then let them know you heard about us on the Business Rescue Roadmap. So check it out. See what I use to help save my business and rescue my life every day. All right, back to the show. So now let's talk about employees, and I'll go a little bit more into the virtual assistants here. So with employees, let's talk about Priority VA. How does that work for you with your team, with delegating and outsourcing? Maybe just kind of explain the your structure behind that, and then we'll go into the VA part.
Certainly. So I have one employee that works for me at Priority VA, and then everyone else on our team are 1099 subcontractors. They work for as little as 5 hours a week for some of them. Others work 20 or 30 hours a week, really just depending on what their clients need and what roles they're filling. And so the way that it works for us is that people contract with me. I find them a virtual assistant, match them with the VA, and then they pay me. I pay the virtual assistant. And then, of course, you know, I'm taking a percentage of that and offering my assistance and ongoing training and support to the virtual assistant, which then ultimately helps the client as well. That's how we've decided to do it. And it's working really well.
Great. And if somebody wanted to hire a virtual assistant, what is the, the least amount of hours they should need per week to want to hire somebody?
With Priority VA, it's 20 hours a month or, you know, 5 hours a week.
Okay.
Averages out to, but you can find virtual assistants on a variety of different platforms that will do things, you know, maybe 5 hours a month, they'll do things. I think it's really important in order to establish a relationship with your virtual assistant that you don't do anything less than 5 hours a week. I just feel like you cannot really get to know them and they can't get to know your business. Because if you think about it, 20 hours a month is less than 1 week in a part-time job.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's not a lot of time to develop strong relationships. And that's ultimately the crux of what I'm trying to do.
Okay. And if I was somebody thinking, okay, I need to hire somebody, but like, is there a prep work? Like, is there something like a homework assignment you could give me to say, okay, do this before you call, like get this going and this will kind of help move it along faster. Is there any prep work that we should be doing before we hire somebody?
Definitely. I think I would suggest two things. Start to document what you do, because whether we want to admit it or not, we do have preferences to the way that things get done in our business. So it could be, I have a client who is, no joke, very adamant that things in Google Documents be 14-point Arial font, never bolded.
Wow.
You know, she's just very particular about how she wants things done. And so document that. So, you know, my favorite font is Trebuchet, and that's what I would use if given the choice, right? But the client likes Arial 14 font. And so that's what we need to do. So document those little things that you do so that you can literally hand over not a task, but an outcome to your virtual assistant. So you don't just say, you know, post my blog and here's the blog post. You want to post the whole outcome of, I'm going to give you the blog. Here's where, you know, here's how I want it formatted. Here's where I source my images from. After you post the blog, you know, do X, Y, and Z so that you can truly hand it off and not have to think about it anymore.
Oh, great. Well, excellent advice.
Yeah. And then the second thing that I would suggest that people do is document what you do all day, right? So even just make a list of the things that you're doing. And I often tell people to put them in columns of things you don't know how to do that you're sort of muddling your way through, maybe watching mm-hmm. YouTube videos, trying to figure it out. Things that you don't want to do, you know how to do it, but you just don't want to be doing it. Or things that you don't have time to do. Those are things like I often say, I think social media is, yeah, it's fun and it's great to engage, but you really don't necessarily have time to be responding to every Twitter message that you get. And then obviously the things that you have to be doing, that like your business will not run if you're not the one pushing the button or doing those things. So I think then I often tell people, outsource the things you don't know how to do first, you know, because you can muscle your way through and still post on social media for a while. But if we can offload the things that are sucking your time that you physically do not know how to do, then you'll start to see some momentum and traction in your business.
Well, and one of the problems I seem to have is if I don't know how to do something or I'm just not that good at it, I just keep procrastinating and putting it on next week's to-do list. And it's like every week I just keep moving it and moving it and moving it. And finally I'm like, all right, I got to hire somebody to do this. Like this is not going to get done. So I'm sure you see that a lot with your clients.
We do. And I think that that's a barrier, I think, to success, right? Is that if that item just keeps pushing its way further and further down the list, you're filling your time sometimes with busy work, with things that you're confident in doing. Like, okay, I know how to do this, so I'm just gonna, you know, I'll continue to work on my blog post, or I'll just load more things into social media instead of setting up your lead page and actually maybe creating webinar slides and doing a webinar. Right. You just push it off. And then ultimately we're delaying our own success. You know, so I'm a big proponent of let's get it done. Let's figure out a way, hire someone. I don't care if you're using Craigslist or Fiverr or Upwork or a company like mine, but find help so that you can continue moving forward every day.
Yeah. And I think one of the things I realized too, because I felt like I had such a wide variety of things that needed to get done. And I'm thinking, well, how can I hire somebody to do that? Well, a lot of times you're just hiring somebody to manage all the other people you have to hire because things are so different. So you may just keep getting different outsourcing companies or finding people on Upwork and Fiverr, but you need somebody to help manage those people.
Yeah, we have really come into this space where I'm finding a lot more people really need project managers because they need someone to talk to the coder and the graphic designer and, you know, all these different people, especially those with online businesses. And so what we found is really effective is sometimes just having a hub, having someone who speaks the same language as all these other providers so that they can be the one who's talking and disseminating. You cast vision as the business owner. You say what you want to have happen. And then the project manager VA sort of makes the magic happen behind the scenes.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. Well, just a couple questions before we go. And this has been great so far. I really think my listeners are getting incredible value really from both sides of this. So let me ask you, what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur?
This is so cheesy and I have to be careful because I might cry, but I really firmly believe, and this is what I think helps get me through when I want to cry and throw in the towel and think this is too hard, but I really believe that we're not curing cancer, but we're changing lives. And I see that manifest in the fact that, you know, I have a VA that works with me and she said, we have this like little Christmas party, you know, every year, virtual Christmas party. And she said, you know, for years, we always struggled, her husband and her struggled to figure out where Christmas was going to come from. You know, she's like, because I was staying at home, she has a special needs kid. And, you know, and she just felt like she had all these talents that were kind of going to waste. And it always manifested in like they were living paycheck to paycheck. And her becoming a virtual assistant allowed stability. It allowed her to use the gifts that she was given, you know, and allows her to continue to be available to her family. And she was able to figure out where Christmas was coming from, you know, that year. And that's powerful to me. And that's what keeps me going. And then on the flip side, on the client side, we have so many clients, Stacey, that they just need this like push over the hump. You know, they're at this tipping point in their business. And if they could just get a little bit of help, they could get over that hump and really start to see revenues increase and stuff. And by me using a skill that God gave me to help you create a business that you love and you know, really desire, that's just powerful to me. So that's what I love. And it is, it's so cheesy and cliche, but I really do feel like what we're doing is changing lives.
Yeah. And you get people too, where they'll say, you know, I'll do it. Just tell me what to do. I just don't know what to do. But when you give it to me, I will do it. I will do it fast. I will do it correctly. And I'm ready for the next step. I mean, sometimes they're just looking for that guidance.
Absolutely. We have a lot of strategy calls with clients where they look at the sort of mountain of options available to us, you know, in this digital age, and they don't know where to go first. And sometimes it's just creating a roadmap for them and kind of giving them that gentle push, and they're on their way and they're fantastic. And it's great to circle back with them and see, you know, I just had a $12,000 launch or, you know, whatever it is for them. And it's such a joy for me.
Right. Excellent. Well, thank you. Now let me kind of do the flip side of that. What for you is the most challenging part about being an entrepreneur?
It is that piece sort of, this is sort of full circle into when we first started, is that I don't stop. Mm-hmm. I don't stop. And I think a lot of that is that, you know, I work in a home office and it is always accessible and I can I can get stuck, I think, with like a lot of entrepreneurs do, in this feeling of martyrdom almost, you know, well, I'll just do it. I'll just handle it myself. And that's, it's so funny because, you know, I own this VA business and sometimes I too can get stuck in this feeling of not asking for help and just doing it myself. And so that's probably my biggest challenge, is that even I struggle to kind of raise my white flag and be like, oh, okay, right. I'm drowning. I need some help.
Great. Well, and I think that happens a lot. We need to be our own students sometimes and go, okay, what would I teach somebody? I need to be doing that. I need to be living it.
I think it helps me to be able to walk my talk, right? I can't be on with a client and telling them how they need to leverage outsourcing and they need to get help in their business, or, you know, they're going to end up divorced or their children are going to need therapy because they're never around. And then me hide in my office all day and do nothing but work, you know? So it is... Yeah. More than anything, it's a great reminder anytime I'm on a client call of like, am I living what I'm saying? And I think it's hard for all of us, no matter what our business is.
Right. Well, let me ask you, I'm a big fan of the automation, the online tools, just technology, what it's bringing to us. Do you have a go-to tool that you love and that you would recommend for our listeners to check out?
This is not for everyone, but yep. I love Infusionsoft. Okay. I think that the scalability to grow your business rapidly and do a lot of things without you literally being the one pushing buttons is really massive with Infusionsoft. Mm-hmm. But a smaller tool, for those who are especially working on list building right now, ConvertKit is really amazing. And I've seen such rave reviews about it. I'm in bed with Infusionsoft, you know, so we're deep into it. So I'm not going to switch anytime soon, but ConvertKit is pretty amazing as well. And then a smaller tool that I just really love for communication is Slack. Slack is something that my team and I use, and all of my VAs have it. And we just really communicate a lot there, and it's cut down on email, probably, you know, at least 40-45% of the email that I get daily.
Yeah, getting the communication with your team out of your email has really helped me as well. So I would definitely recommend looking into that too. Great. Well, and I like that you mentioned two versions, like two different opportunities for like a CRM, because you got to check them all out, because it's hard to switch. Like when you said, I'm in bed with them, like it's too hard to all of a sudden go, oh, let's try this one. I mean, when you've got everything in those programs, it really is not that easy to switch sometimes. So you definitely need to do your research and figure out what's the best one for you. Well, let me ask you our last question. Any advice that you would like to share with an entrepreneur who is going through a tough time? I mean, we all have them, the highs and the lows. Something to share with them to let them know that things obviously do get easier. And what do you need to do to kind of break through that?
Yeah, they do get easier. And, you know, this is a roller coaster ride. I have the word truth tattooed on my wrist. And so it's funny. I always feel like I'm the bearer of bad news sometimes for people, because this is hard. It is a hard road. But whenever I think about giving up, which I do sometimes, I think about it. I ask myself, is why, obviously, you know, the whole Simon Sinek, like, why are we doing this thing? And I am constantly reminded that any stresses that I face in this business, they pale in comparison to the joy that I get when I get feedback from my clients that they have, you know, made their first, you know, $100,000, or they were even, it's very simple things, they made their first sale. I think that we constantly have to recalibrate ourselves to what we're doing, why we're doing it, and if it is worth it for us. And for me, and I think the clients that I serve, it's always typically worth it when they look at the impact that they're having on other people's lives. And I think if we can keep that perspective that it is so not just about us, that it is about us impacting and changing people's lives in whatever business we have, then I think that that kind of can get you through those dark moments. And then my best advice, I think, for people is to surround yourself with some other entrepreneurs that are doing what you're doing, so that we can relate and we can just feel like I'm not alone. I have a lot of friends that they have nothing to do with this entrepreneurial space. And so I talk about this stuff and it means nothing to them. And so I had to find a community of people that spoke the same language that I do, so that I can volley ideas back and forth with and really get feedback that's going to help get me out of my funk when I find myself in that spot. You know, that best advice is just make sure you're surrounding yourself with people that can talk you off a ledge when you need it.
Yeah, I could not agree more. Well, Trevinia, this has been so amazing. Thank you for sharing this. And where can my listeners find you and your company? Just more information about that.
Yeah, so PriorityVA.com is the best place to find us. And then definitely keep checking back with us there, because we are in the middle of our rebrand and I'm so excited to unveil our new site and our new product offerings and stuff to folks likely in the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Okay, great. Well, I will make sure I include those in the show notes for everybody. And again, thank you so much. It has been a pleasure having you on and just so helpful for our listeners.
Oh, I'm so grateful to be here, really. Honestly, it's my honor.
Hey, before you go, I want to ask you, do you love listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap? Would you like to work with me one-on-one? If so, go to stacytushel.com/coaching. For a limited time, I have a few spots each week. I take on less than one client every day where I help you save your business and rescue your life. And I help you design your own personal business rescue roadmap. I hope you check it out, stacytushel.com/coaching.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.